This is VSiN Prime Time, live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
We are off and running on a Thursday evening. Week one of the NFL preseason starts tonight. Matt Eumanns, we have six, yes, count them, six NFL preseason games. Earlier today, Matt and I recorded the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast, Matt's return. It feels like football season is back, baby.
That's a beautiful sight. Football is back. And when a week ago we had the warm-up with the Hall of Fame game, but now it's really back because we got six games tonight. We got 16 games this week. And like you said, we got the College Football Betting Podcast of VSiN back in action as well.
We got an episode out. We'll talk about that much later, but we got games about to kick off as the Pittsburgh Steelers will take on the Green Bay Packers. The Detroit Lions will visit the Cincinnati Bengals. Matt, I'll say this. I took a small bet down here at the Circus Sportsbook at Pittsburgh +3. I know there's a lot of anticipation with Green Bay playing their starters. You and I talked about it earlier this week. Pittsburgh's got a true battle for their backup quarterback position. Mm-hmm. And I also think when you look at the depth of Green Bay, I've got some questions. They might just want to get out healthy. So I'll take Pittsburgh +3 as a small play, full game. But we were walking out. Paulie Howard was talking about it in the final segment of Follow the Money. How about some Green Bay laying 3.5 in the first half and Cincinnati with their starters laying a touchdown in the first half against Detroit?
Well, obviously, that situation with the Lions is one we've talked about a lot this week. Teddy Bridgewater, who's the number two quarterback, retired on Sunday. Luke Altmyer, the rookie from Illinois, who I don't really like, is going to get most of the snaps. I don't think you're a big Luke Altmyer guy either. So that's definitely a negative situation for the Lions. Josh Dobbs, the third quarterback, just joined the team on what, Monday? He show up on Monday and he's going to play a little bit on Thursday?
We should definitely bet on the Lions because he's done it before.
He has done it before.
Looks serviceable.
Well, these are vanilla offenses. You're not facing blitzes or disguise coverages for the most part. So pretty much anyone could step in and play in a preseason game like this. But I think the number has gotten a little bit out of control here. 7.5 in the first half? I mean, Joe Burrow's going to play. I talked about this with JVT on his show this afternoon, I think right before you were on the show.
Yeah, we did a back-to-back a little VSiN primetime alumni session there.
The starter's going to play for the Bengals. But how much are the Cincinnati starters really going to play, and how much of an edge is that? It's kind of hard to put a point value on it because Joe Burrow is going to play, one series, maybe two. If the first series doesn't go well, he plays two. If the first series goes pretty well, that's probably all he's going to play. I don't expect that Zach Taylor is going to keep his starters out there that long. You got Joe Flacco. You get to the second half, and your bet is in the hands of Josh Johnson and Sean Clifford. So good luck with that. I will say this game's about to start. I talked with Ron Boyles, professional sports bettor, and he said, look over 38.5 tonight on Packers-Steelers. Big Mike McCarthy has had the Steelers doing no hitting at all in training camp so far. That could be.
Do I already hate my bet of +3 on the Steelers?
Well, I think it could be a rough introduction for the Steelers defense in this game tonight if they've been doing no hitting at all in camp. I do like the Steelers situation with Mason Rudolph and Will Howard. Will Howard's a quarterback I think is very positive for preseason situations when you're handicapping it. And I mentioned this yesterday on the show with Paul Howard that Chip Kelly wanted to draft Will Howard. I think when the fourth round came around a year ago, Chip Kelly, you'll remember, now the Northwestern offensive coordinator, was the Raiders offensive coordinator, a former OC with Ohio State when Will Howard was there on the national championship team. John Spytek, the Raiders GM, wouldn't go for it. Instead, Spytek drafted a couple of quarterbacks who were no longer on the roster, and Chip Kelly's no longer here either. But I thought that was a good idea. I think Will Howard would have been a nice fourth-round draft pick. Instead, the Steelers got him. I think the Steelers need to play him extensively, too.
Well, Drew Aller expected to be the starter and play a lot in the first half, and then I would imagine a lot of Will Howard in the second half. We read quotes earlier in the week about his level of excitement to be back out on the field, really his first playing time since the national championship. Jordan Love is expected to play tonight as we're watching him warm up right now in Pittsburgh, but how long is he going to be out there? That's the big question. And honestly, Matt, maybe, you know, for me, starting the show, have a little action in on this game, probably should wait in game to take maybe a look at the Pittsburgh Steelers. If Jordan Love and the first team go out there and score a touchdown, you'd imagine that'll probably be the night for Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers starters.
Yeah, I would say it's a series or two when, you know, you see the headlines, starters are playing, but the starters are not going to play much. Yeah, not going to play much. And to me, it's tough to put a point value on that. Sometimes you'll see the starters playing, they do absolutely nothing, and they're out of the game. Other times you might see starters drive right down the field, and you get a touchdown, and you're up 7-0, and then it's worth something. I will say that I know plenty of pro bettors who are heavily in action tonight in the preseason. So if you think pros are not betting the NFL preseason, you're mistaken. You're uninformed. I know several pros who got a bunch of action on this board tonight and all weekend in the NFL.
Well, we had Jeff Sherman on earlier this week as he did his weekly spot, Jeff now with Circus Sports, and he said, to your point, some of the sharpest guys that he knows, some of them, not all of them, but some of them bet more on the preseason than they do in the regular
season.
Well,
it's tough to do that, too. It's hard to get down a lot on these preseason games.
We are underway. Yeah, right. Matt Eumanns and the Green Bay Packers, with the ball landing in the end zone, will actually start at their own 35-yard line. So preseason action underway. I will point this out. We'll do our best to keep our eyes on the other games, but the only game nationally televised that we have access to is Packers-Steelers. I do believe because it's local, we will be able to have the Raiders game and Arizona Cardinals, as that game will start at 8 o'clock Eastern. Matt, speaking of that game, we might see, or we will see, the number one overall pick, Fernando Mendoza. That's good enough for me to make it the premier game of the evening.
The lights are on and the stakes are high. It's the primetime game of the night.
Las Vegas Raiders, Arizona Cardinals. No Carson Beck tonight, dealing with a little bit of an injury after his performance in the Hall of Fame game. And we will see extensive action from number one overall pick Fernando Mendoza. Ashton Jeanty also expected to play. Matt, you bet this game early in the week. You got the best of the number. You're in on the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, I got Raiders minus one. Actually, could have had a better number than that. There was a point there where you could have had Raiders plus one or plus one and a half, but I got Raiders minus one. And I believe the number's up to three at some spots out there. Not that that's necessarily is a big deal. Three is not the same key number it is in the regular season. But tonight, what I like about the Raiders is that you've got three quarterbacks who are going to play with something to prove. Kirk Cousins, Fernando Mendoza, and Aiden O'Connell, the number three quarterback, who's actually playing for something too. He's got a bunch of other teams watching him as well as the Raiders, where there's a thought that if Kirk Cousins actually suffered an injury, that some of the Raiders front office guys and the coach said, we should play O'Connell and not Mendoza. The Raiders really do not want to play Mendoza the first month. Anyway, O'Connell's playing for something. So you got three quarterbacks out to prove something, and you got a coach, a first-time coach, who probably wants to win in his Raiders debut tonight in Clint Kubiak. So you got the combination of the new coach, quarterback competition, and throw on top of that the Cardinals, who had the worst defense in the NFL for the final 9 or 10 weeks of last season. And that defense was still a disaster in the Hall of Fame game. I know that Carson Beck's not playing tonight. You could say that's a factor as well. To me, it's not a big factor. Jacoby Brissett, Gardner Minshew, Keaton Slovis going to play. It comes down to the Raiders should be able to move the ball up and down the field in this Arizona defense, Tim.
Quick update from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. First game of the night underway as the Green Bay Packers driving as they will face a third and medium inside Steelers territory. Jordan Love completed a nice pass over the middle to get a first down on their first possession here. So inside 13 minutes, third and medium here for the Green Bay Packers against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So Matt's in on the Raiders. Take a look at plays on VSiN.com. JVT likes the Raiders first half. That number has moved in his direction. Jensen going ahead against you guys with a not a great number. Cardinals plus 1.5. He also likes under 41.5. So some preseason action there. And speaking of preseason action, we will get a fourth down at the 40-yard line, and you'd imagine the Green Bay Packers will go for it here unless they want to see the leg of their kicker at 57, 58 yards. I would think more than likely, Matt, they're going to try to go for it here on fourth and about five or six.
Yeah, they should go for it on, looks like now it's fourth and nine.
Oh, is it fourth and nine?
Fourth and nine at the 40.
Oh, they're going to try to kick it. All right, we're going to see the new
I think fourth and nine forced his hand there. He decided to see if he could hit a long field goal. And
that's why they're practicing these games.
For the kickers, too.
Yep.
So, you know, the coach has got an agenda. He wants to see if they – and look at that.
Whew.
That kick is right down the middle. They might have something there in this kid.
I think that might be the thing that gets the Packer fans – that excited, Matt, because...
Oh, no. Do we have a penalty flag on the play?
Hopefully.
What do we have?
Oh, I think it's going to be on the Steelers. Trey Smack. They spent a six-round pick on Trey Smack out of Florida.
That kicked looked pretty good, man.
Yeah.
And Trey Smack certainly helped his chances of making the team with that one. That was a ball. We got a personal foul. Automatic first down for the Packers. Take the points off the board.
Oh, goodness gracious. Good job, Big Mike.
Big Mike's looking at the big board, and he's saying, what's going on here? What's this penalty? So it's
we get some leverage going on. So the first points of the night, a 58-yard field goal. Apparently, there was a personal foul.
That's a garbage penalty. Seriously, what is that? What is that?
Oh, lovely. Lovely. Football's back, baby. Chuck Edel will join us at 8 Eastern. The Canadian kid, Ian Cameron, he'll give us his thoughts on tonight's action.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Is this heaven? No, it's Iowa. Got the Field of Dream game going on right now, Matt.
Pretty impressive.
Cal Ripken Jr.
Got the Crime Dog, got the Hawk, Fred McGriff,
Fudge.
Andre Dawson, Cal Ripken. They got some Hall of Famers out there in the field in Iowa. And Tim, later in the show, I'll tell you about my trip to the Field of Dreams way back when.
Oh, really?
1990s.
Wow. I look forward to that. Well, this game about to get underway. Matt, nothing like two field goals for Trey Smack. The rookie, six-round pick out of Florida, makes a 58-yarder, and then whatever that personal foul was, and leads to a shorter field goal made by Trey Smack. 37-yarder, good. Live total down to 38.5. Spread 3.5 right now. Juice at minus $1.25. Underway in Cincinnati, we mentioned that the Bengals-Lions first-half line had ballooned to 7.5, and right now scoreless, but... we'll be honest, no eyes on that game. The only game we have access to at this point in time is Pittsburgh and Green Bay. All right, Matt, let's go to our progressive guest line and welcome in the Canadian kid. Ian Cameron joins us courtesy of our progressive guest line. Ian, it feels good to have football back on our TVs. We had a preseason game last week. We got another one here tonight. As we look at the board, where do you want to take us with games that are still available, the final four games left. Any bets for you in tonight's preseason?
Yeah, I think for tonight's I mean, the problem is, like, it's a few hours before kickoff. A lot of the sides I like, two of the ones in particular, have moved quite a bit, Tennessee and Indianapolis. And the basis between liking those two sides tonight is very similar. We have quarterback battles for the backup spot for both teams. Obviously, we've got, for the Colts, Anthony Richardson and Riley Leonard. You've got, obviously, Mitch Trubisky, Will Levis for Tennessee. Even though we pretty much know it's Daniel Jones starting for Indy, Cam Ward starting for Tennessee. You've got backup battles there for the quarterback spots. Usually those are situations I like to back teams in here in the preseason. The line's moved quite a bit. You know, as far as the San Francisco quarterback rotation in particular, it could be a little bit, you know, rough in the second half for them, where I think there's a little bit of an advantage there for Tennessee. The problem is, what's the line ballooned to? 5.5 when it was below a field goal for much of the week on Tennessee. But, you know, so you've lost a lot of the value, but I do think the Titans and the Colts in both of those matchups tonight were good sides, certainly at better numbers than you're seeing right now.
You definitely got to try to get ahead of the line moves or get better numbers and not chase the steam a little bit too late here. Raiders up to 3.5-point favorites at FanDuel. and a couple other spots out there. Three here at Circa, at DraftKings. Raiders, 1 point this week, Ian, were 1.5-point underdogs to the Cardinals when they announced the Cardinals starters would play in the game. Did you do anything with Colts, Patriots, Chargers, Texans, or Cardinals, Raiders?
I'm kind of tempted to maybe go against the Raider move and with Arizona, but I don't like that Beck's not playing at all. Obviously, we had the big game last week against Carolina. It was a big reason, you know, why that offensive performance of the Cardinals was so impressive. You know, it's just, what are you going to get here from the Raiders? And our first look at the number one overall pick, Fernando Mendoza, here in the preseason. It's going to be an interesting question. Obviously, there's going to be a little bit of an interest for, you know, I think Clint Kubiak, to see something from him. So maybe there's a little bit more of an aggressive nature as far as, hey, maybe we'll throw some plays out there that'll, you know, try to get a little bit of confidence behind Mendoza. We always talk in the preseason, a lot of coaches just want to leave everything vanilla, especially the teams that are thinking long-term about winning a Super Bowl. But you might be seeing Kubiak throw a couple things out there just to see maybe what he has in Fernando Mendoza here in his first starts in an NFL game, albeit a preseason game. But that being said, 3.5 now on the Raiders does seem rich, in my opinion. And, you know, Arizona, the one thing we did see from them was pretty good even effort from them in the Hall of Fame game. So, you know, 3.5, I'm leaning a little bit to maybe taking a small shot with Arizona, but it would be just a small play.
Ian Cameron, professional sports bettor handicapper from Canada, Canadian kid with us. And, Tim, I like when you said, Ian, do you have any action? You know he's got action.
I know.
He's got action all over the board.
Of course he does.
Preseason week one, we got 16 games. Pick your spots. Anything you want to recommend as a bet on Saturday or Friday or Saturday in the NFL?
So I think I'll start with two games on Saturday. The Friday card I don't love. You know, I think Denver was a side I liked at a better number than that's out there right now. I'm telling you right now, I don't like the idea of Atlanta's quarterback rotation in the second half. Obviously, it looks like Tua is going to get some playing time early. But, you know, the idea of Cooper Rush, who just got signed, and Jack Strand in the second half of the preseason game there for the Falcons against the Broncos, that's not really something I'm all that excited about. Wow. So I was leaning Denver there in that game against Atlanta on Friday. But a lot of the stuff I like most guys, probably Saturday. The Browns in the over, two sides or side in total I like in that Browns-Bears game, Cleveland and the over. Again, Todd Monken's got to figure out the quarterback situation. Looks like Watson's going to get the start here. Doesn't look like Sanders going to play. It looks like they're going to hold Sanders back to next week. Watson's going to get the start here. But even after that, you've got Dylan Gabriel and Talon Green on this Cleveland quarterback rotation. Talon Green's got great ability to run. He's not a great passer. We saw that at Arkansas. But Monken, you know, has called plays for Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. So I think that's a legit battle for, like, the three quarterback spot. We know it's going to be the loser of Watson Sanders, number two, the winner of that battle, number one. But I think there's a legit battle for the third spot, Gabriel and Green. So I think Cleveland's going to want to show something here. I think Chicago, they got a ton of injuries already in camp. It's maybe get on out of here and not get more guys hurt if you're the Chicago Bears. So Cleveland, I like here, anything less than a field goal. I think it's an over too, because I think, again, Cleveland's got to show a little something on offense. Another over I like, and this is a high total, but it's high for a reason. It's hard not to like the quarterback rotations with the Vikings and the Giants. I think there's probably going to be some points in that game. When you think of the fact that even if Kyler Murray doesn't play, you're going to see JJ, you're going to see Carson Wentz, and you're going to see Max Brosmer. These are all guys that have started games for the Minnesota Vikings. Even Brosmer got into a few games for the Minnesota Vikings. So that's a good rotation. Giants have two veterans in Jameis Winston and Brandon Allen. So I think the over is probably worth a look in that game, Vikings and Giants.
Brosmer did get into a few games, and you probably could have played better than he did. So I will say that. Brosmer, he is bad. I can't believe that guy's still on the roster. You remember how bad he was in that game against the Seahawks last year?
I'm not asking him, Matt, to be good against starting defenses, because obviously last year he was terrible against starting defenses in the regular season. I'm just asking him in the fourth quarter, do something against a third or fourth string defense. Okay. Could you do that, please?
Well, we'll find out. Okay, CFL Week 11 is here. Kicks off tonight, BC and Calgary. And it looks like Calgary a 3.5-point home favorite, total of about 64. What do you have for us in CFL Week 11?
Yeah, so I'd bet BC in the over in this game tonight. The over I'm a little bit more worried about. There's rain in the forecast in Calgary, but it doesn't look like it's going to be as heavy, the rain, as I initially thought or as it looked earlier in the week. So the offenses should move the ball, but I am concerned about that weather. But BC plus the points makes sense to me. They're 2-0 ATS their last two road games. Nathan Rourke's healthy again at quarterback, his second game back from injury. Should be better, more fluid this time around. Calgary's not been a great favorite over the years. They're only 1-3 at home. Revenge spot for BC. They lost to Calgary earlier this year, so I do like BC plus the points there. I mean, Ottawa, Winnipeg are kind of two bet against teams, but I think it's just worse for Ottawa. They got injuries galore on defense. Winnipeg gets Zach Kolaros back from injury. They're off a bye week, and before the bye was a brutal, embarrassing home loss to BC, starting a rookie quarterback and Caden Salter, the kid out of Liberty, who had to come in and start for BC in that game, and Winnipeg lost to them as a favorite. So Winnipeg should be chomping at the bit here, and Ottawa's kind of that team that it's that get-right team for teams in the CFL. If you're struggling, just play Ottawa. That'll get you back on track. So I went with Winnipeg, their team total over, a little bit on the minus six. Another game I think could see points. Toronto-Edmonton, you got Chad Kelly and Cody Fajardo, two pretty good quarterbacks. Edmonton defenses not only had injuries, but they have really slumped, and they are not playing as well. The last three games, they've given up big points. Two games against Saskatchewan, they got shredded and ripped on defense by Montreal last week. The great thing about overs with Toronto is Chad Kelly can throw big plays to his own teammates and big plays to the other team because he had four interceptions last week. So I think it's probably a high-scoring game. At minus three or better, I like Edmonton, but I don't know if I want to lay more than a field goal with Edmonton right now, but I lean to the Edmonton side. And then Saskatchewan-Hamilton, I like Hamilton, plus 8.5. I know they're down to Harrison Frost at quarterback, but they were 7.5-point road dogs at BC last week. They nearly won the game outright. They lost 27-24, covered wire to wire. Saskatchewan's got a ton of injuries. Yeah, they beat Ottawa big last week, but Ottawa's so bad they couldn't take advantage of those Saskatchewan injuries. If the Riders are not healthier on Saturday night, I think it's asking a lot to lay, you know, 7.5, 8.5 points on the road. Hamilton's done a decent job being competitive, and their defense has kept them in games. So I think Hamilton north of a touchdown worth a look there.
Ian Cameron at Bobano Bets. Ian, always appreciate it. Great stuff. Best of luck with your bets tonight.
Thanks, man.
You too, guys. Good to be with you. We'll talk next week, hopefully.
About that. NFL preseason, CFL week 11. Ian Cameron's got it all. So Luke Altmyer has already thrown a pick.
It's almost Lions like, it's almost like we knew what to expect, Matt.
I know.
Jordan Love, his night is over. Tyrod Taylor in for the Packers. 3-0 Green Bay. Will get you updated as the Packers face a 3rd and 10 from their own 43-yard line early on in the first quarter. Good to have football back. 6 preseason games tonight.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Mason Rudolph connects across the middle for about 11 or 12 yards, but unfortunately for the Steelers, as Jeremy Bernard makes the catch, there was a sack on the first play of that drive. So 6 minutes to go, first quarter, Matt, and the Steelers facing a third down. Tyrod Taylor in for Jordan Love. Jordan Love in the first team offense. Get a field goal, actually two field goals on their first drive. One got wiped off and then a shorter field goal. So 3-0 is the score right now. Green Bay and the Pittsburgh Steelers under 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Rudolph going to get sacked again. We'll see as he, there we go. Catching it to Ben Skoranek, Matt. Pride of Northwestern, then Notre Dame.
Nice job by Mason Rudolph. He got happy feet in the pocket. He was dancing around. Looked like he might get sacked or make a poor decision, but he does find the open receiver. Skoranek across the middle for the first down. So we'll see if hopefully the Steelers can move the ball. I did play this over the total of 38.5 for about a half unit, and hopefully the offenses can get going. But, again, what we're talking about, when you see starters are playing in the preseason week one, what did we see Jordan Love and the Packers starters for? One series. It's worth 3 points.
And that's why I bet the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, it might not get home. Ultimately, the Steelers backups could be inferior to the Packers backups.
This game's going to be decided by third and fourth stringers in the fourth quarter.
And I like Will Howard, and we'll see about Drew Aller. I don't like Drew Aller, so maybe that'll be my demise. But the Cincinnati Bengals, Matt, are on the board. They have just made a 56-yard field goal from McPherson, so it is now 3-0 Cincinnati. Is Jeremy Bernard making a play down the sideline there for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah, nice job. What was that, about a 20-yard gain there?
Broke a tackle and went down the sideline. The pride of Liberty High School here in Las Vegas, Matt. Jeremy Bernard, the former Alabama wide receiver.
Live total in this Packers-Steelers game is 36.5 at DraftKings. Like you said, Bengals up on the Lions 3-0. The live line in that game is down to 5.5. Did you say you took to 7?
I did not. No, okay. The only bet I have tonight is Pittsburgh +3 so far.
By the way,
night is still young.
Just briefly before we get back to the NFL.
And there's the fourth penalty on Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Well, you're going to expect some of that in the first week. The Hall of Fame game, or no, the Field of Dreams game. Sorry, Field of Dreams game in Iowa. Pretty impressive, all the legends they trotted out there tonight. I was looking up, they had Joe Torre, Tony La Russa. They had a bunch of Hall of Famers out there on the field tonight. And, Tim, I did make a trip to Iowa when I was covering the Bears in the late 90s. We had an off day at training camp up in Platteville, Wisconsin. We took a drive over to Iowa to the Field of Dreams. And we get there. You don't know what to expect. We get there, but the field's open. They got bats, balls out there. And we decided to, you know, pitch to each other and ripped a few home runs into the cornfield.
Did you really?
In left field. Yeah, well, it's a short porch, too. It was pretty easy to rip home runs into the left field cornfields. But we had a good time out there that day. It's definitely worth visiting. I know guys like JVT would scoff at it because he probably never seen the movie, but I think the Field of Dreams is a pretty cool idea that MLB does every year where you have a game out here in Iowa. I'm sure Mike Palm loves it.
You know, I was thinking how many years ago? Was that last year or 2 years ago? I was rewatching the White Sox-Yankees Field of Dreams game.
Yeah, that was a good game.
That game was incredible.
Didn't the White Sox win on a walk-off?
I think they did. There was back and forth, late home runs in that game. Yep. So, by the way, Ian Cameron, we didn't get time because he was elaborating, as he is one to do, on the CFL. He did send out a play. I believe he liked over in the Field of Dreams game. So now we get Kyle Schwarber hitting a home run, and that would be a good start for his bets.
On cue. Schwarbs goes deep into the right field.
Into the corn.
Into the corn.
He looks like Matt Eumanns out there.
I'll tell you why I hit him into the left field.
Oh,
corn.
That's true.
He hit it to right field. But Schwarbs, he looks like an old school guy who should hit a home run at the Field of Dreams, doesn't he?
Yeah. I love these uniforms, by the way, that they're wearing.
It was pretty cool.
Looking throwback Philly uniforms, the baggy gray pants. Field of Dreams, James Earl Jones, Ray Liotta. Kevin Costner. It's funny that Cal Ripken is there with his report, alleged history with.
Costner's not there tonight.
He was at the first game. Cal Ripken said, "I'll go as long as Costner's not there." All right. Still to come tonight, Matt. Our game of the night. Early start time. I was confused a little bit. I was seeing a bunch of people leaving my neighborhood in Raiders gear. I'm like, "What the hell's going on?" The game's at 8. I'm like, "Oh no, wait. It's at 5 here in Vegas." And Kirk Cousins, a man brought in to be the mentor to number 1 overall pick Fernando Mendoza. Let's hear from Kirk Cousins as he makes his silver and black debut tonight.
He's had a real clear process as to what he wants our team to look like, to play like. He's a no-nonsense guy. I sent him a message after OTAs, and I objectively felt this was the most urgent and most productive offseason program I've been around. And I think it really was that because of Clint. I felt he just came in every day with an urgency, with an organization, with an intentionality to what he wanted to get done. And I felt that the staff and the team followed that. And so I think that bodes well for us and for the future. He's a no-nonsense guy. You know, at times I try to bring personality maybe to offset. And he jokes about it. He said, "Hey, I'm a little dull, and that's the way God made me." And so I told teammates, it's funny because I'm new, so I'm trying to learn the organization from teammates. But they don't know Clint, and I do. And so it's kind of a, you tell me about everybody else in the building, and I'll tell you about Clint. And one of the things I've said is, guys, you got to understand, he's a really high-caliber person. He's never going to want to do anything that would you know, screw you over or lie to you or be difficult. Like, he wants to do things the right way. He cares deeply about you. He's not going to be warm and fuzzy or this big personality, but he knows ball and he knows what it takes to win, and he's going to treat you the right way. And I said, really, guys, that's all you can ask.
That was Kirk Cousins talking about
touchdown
Clint
Steelers.
Kubiak as right. We get a touchdown for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Nice drive there led by Mason Rudolph and the Steelers.
Oh,
bring
holy
it on
call.
Back with the fifth penalty of the first quarter by the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Come on.
Holding on the Steelers. So.
The refs have to get involved, right?
They've already seen a bizarre, bogus personal foul call, and now we get a holding. Let's see how blatant this hold was here, as we had a touchdown off the left tackle for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's a hold.
Yeah.
That's a hold. Good call, I guess.
It's the preseason.
Let the kids play. Let them play. You don't have to call every little thing. Anyway, what Kirk Cousins is, I think Cousins is a perfect mentor for Fernando Mendoza. Really, he's a true pro, great guy. He knows that he's just a placeholder. He's going to be there. He's trying to hold off Mendoza as long as he possibly can. That might be a month. If Cousins suffers an injury, it might not be that long, but I would expect it's going to be a month or more. And by the way, tonight, when these teams play, Cousins is expected to play a little bit, then give way to Mendoza, who gives way to Aiden O'Connell tonight. The fourth quarterback is Jacob Clark, 6'5", 220, out of Missouri State. So I really like the situation with the Raiders tonight. And what Cousins said there about the urgency of the offseason plan for the Raiders, I'm not saying they're going to attack tonight's game with a great sense of urgency, but I do think all these guys really care about playing well, and that should lead to winning tonight for the Raiders against a really rotten defense that the Arizona Cardinals are going to put on the field.
Which we saw in person last week in the Hall of Fame game. So our game of the night is Raiders taking on the Arizona Cardinals. Once again, no Carson Beck tonight. Matt, some baseball just real quickly. We have the Field of Dreams game going on. Already a man on first and second. Kyle Schwarber led off the game with a homer. So Yerfie is home in the corn of Dyersville, Iowa. But still to come tonight, you sent me a text last night, Matt. It was almost a reverse situation, because I usually send you these texts. You sent me a text that said, NL Central's done. Brewers are dead.
I believe it. I believe this is going to happen for the last couple weeks. On that Sunday afternoon, when I watched the Miz as a huge favorite and the Brewers lose at Anaheim 3-0, that was an Anaheim team that had just traded some players away. Joe Adell, and it was an Anaheim.
Oh, Angels, Anaheim's a disaster anyway.
Angels trotted out a AAA team that day against Miz, right? Wade Meckler, who looks like he should be working the cash register at 7-Eleven, hit a home run off the Miz that day. He's running around the bases. He's so small. He's got a baggy uniform on. I was like, this is a nightmare. I can see this is going to fall apart for the Brewers right now. And it's this road trip is off to a horrendous start with a sweep in San Diego. I told you I was hoping for 3-4 for the Brewers on this road trip. They're not even going to get that. If they get 2-5, they're going to be lucky.
They get the Dodgers tonight. Sasaki, a -140 favorite, the Dodgers over Shane Drone of the Milwaukee Brewers. We got six preseason games tonight. First quarter in the books in Pittsburgh, 3-0 the score, but Steelers driving. Quick update on the live total, Matt. It is now 14.5. Are we about to see a homer here from Stott? The live total I'm looking at is 14.5. We'll get you updated on the other side. Phillies lead 2-0 in the Field of Dreams game.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
No,
see that? Come on, give it to him just for the effort. We just watched maybe the most athletic play of Mason Rudolph's life. We were yelling at him to scramble right and score a touchdown. It's third and goal from about the 5-yard line. He gets hit. We're like, oh, he's going to get sacked. He breaks out of it. And then somehow he finds Jermy Bernard in the back of the end zone. Geez. And, of course, the refs will say it's incomplete here, Matt. So let's watch the replay and see whether or not it was out of bounds. Bernard won. Oh, yeah, he's out of bounds.
Foot out of bounds.
He's back to Alabama. That's a touchdown.
Superhuman effort there by Mason Rudolph, and it's going to count for nothing. Steelers are going to get 3 points after all that. They had a touchdown wiped off the board on a holding call, and then what we thought might be a touchdown reception is not going to count.
Doesn't that feel good, Matt, to get the football aggravation back? No. Oh, they're going for it.
Steelers going to go
for it. Oh, what could possibly go wrong here? And they're not going to get a touchdown. Preseason football. I get why you go for it. It's the preseason. But when you have the over or the Steelers.
What a disaster.
A touchdown wiped off the board. A catch where the foot is out of bounds. And now a pass completed down at the 1 yard line. So good to have it back. Good to have the aggravation back in our lives. 3-0 remains the score as the Green Bay Packers lead the Pittsburgh Steelers. What did that do to the live line? It is not going to help the total because now the Packers' drive is starting at the 1 yard line here. So live number in this one, as I pull it up right now, has still the Packers minus 2.5 total all the way down to 30.5 right now in this game. How about the Bengals-Lions, Matt? We talked about the movement in this game because of the expectation of the starters for the Bengals, and the Bengals starters did play. Well, guess what? Joe Burrow's out of the game now. Joe Burrow, 5 for 6, 39 yards, and his day done. The Cincinnati Bengals lead 3-0 in that one. Live total or live number still sitting at 6.5 in favor of the Bengals, and the Patriots up 3-0 right now on the Indianapolis Colts, but they are live underdogs in that game. And once again, just to remind you folks, we don't have eyes on two of these games because they are not nationally televised. We will have the Raiders game in studio, though. Raiders-Cardinals coming up top of the hour, so we will have that game, so we will be able to look at that game from a live perspective.
Live total in the Packers-Steelers game down to 30.5 after that fizzle out at the goal line by the Steelers. Looked like twice they had a touchdown, and they come up with nothing. So 3-0 Packers, early second quarter. And right now we got 3-0 scores in all three games. Bengals up 3-0, Patriots up 3-0 on the Colts. We're going to find out what Anthony Richardson's got tonight, former top five pick for the Colts. And I think he's going to play a lot in this game tonight.
Just completed a 17-yard pass to Alec Ogletree to get inside Patriots territory there for the Indianapolis Colts. Tommy DeVito getting the start tonight for the New England Patriots, Matt. Sometimes it's a who's who, but you did, and we'll talk about it throughout the show, one of your pieces of content over at VSiN.com is looking at the depth charts at the quarterback position, and no Drake May tonight, excuse me, for the New England Patriots, and it will be Tommy DeVito who's gotten the start, 2 for 3 so far. Jam Miller has carried for 15 yards so far, and there is a decent run for the Packers to get themselves out of the shadow of their own goal line.
Tommy DeVito and Baron Morton for the Patriots tonight, and not a great situation. I could see why there was money on the Colts, but at the same time, I didn't want to bet the Colts because – you know, I don't know what Anthony Richardson's going to be allowed to do. I think if you're Shane Steichen, you could put Richardson out there and just let him play. It's, you know, don't, like I said today, don't with JBT, who's a big AR-15 fan, or what's his
still?
AR-5. I think he's still an Anthony Richardson fan. You try to put a saddle on a wild horse, it's not going to work out well, and that's what you're trying to do with Richardson. You can't make him a pocket passer. Just let the guy get out and kind of improvise and make plays and see what happens. I mean, it's a preseason week 1. Just let the kid get out there and play. That could be a positive situation. You never know. I just don't know what to expect from the Colts. I stayed away from that game.
Game's coming up top of the hour, Matt. We will talk to Chuck Edel. He is a big-time preseason better.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of action on tonight's board. Chuck, a longtime Las Vegas pro bettor, been out here from Chicago. I think Chuck's been out here about 30 years, maybe even more than 30 years. But he loves to bet the preseason. He's got a lot of stuff going tonight, Friday and Saturday.
Chargers, Houston, that one coming up right now. Circus, it's Chargers minus one with a total of 38. In that one, you could get 38.5, 37.5 on there. Chargers and Houston. Matt, any thoughts on game kicking off in Houston, top of the hour?
Well, it's Davis Mills, Graham Mertz, quarterbacks for the Texans. I actually kind of like the Chargers situation here behind Justin Herbert. Trey Lance, DJ Uiagalelei. Two quarterbacks who are fighting for that number two job. And a lot of times that could be something that's worth betting on, too, when you got two quarterbacks fighting for that backup spot. I think both L.A. teams have that going on, Tim. It's the Chargers with Trey Lance and DJ, and the Rams with Stetson Bennett and Ty Simpson, both battling for that number two spot. Rams are going to be in Kansas City this weekend for their first preseason game.
Yeah, Chargers, Jim Harbaugh did say that do not expect to see starters until the second, maybe even the third preseason game.
I don't blame him either, because the Chargers had so many injury issues last season. You think about their stud tackles, Rashawn Slater and Joe Alt went down with injuries last year. And I think the Chargers are going to be a little bit paranoid and probably not want to put those guys out there much in the preseason.
Once again, coming up top of the hour, our game of the night, which is Arizona and the Las Vegas Raiders. Matt played this early in the week. You're starting to get some 2.5s to show out there if you do want to back the Las Vegas Raiders. Expected to see a lot of Fernando Mendoza tonight. Matt, will there be an overreaction to his Rookie of the Year candidacy on the betting board based off of his performance tonight?
Tim, there's always overreactions. Always. How many overreactions did we hear about Carson Beck's performance in the Hall of Fame game?
He dropped from what? He dropped down to 20-1 to win Rookie of the Year, didn't he?
He was facing a bad defense that was not blitzing or disguising any coverages. He completed a few passes. Look, the defense Carson Beck faced in the Hall of Fame game was not as good as the Indiana defense he faced in the national championship game.
Oh, geez, that's going to be a personal foul.
Well, you know.
Good Lord. Is that six penalties on the Pittsburgh Steelers? Tyrod Taylor gives himself up on a slide, and of course, that Cole Holcomb just lays into him as soon as he gets down on the ground.
Well, again, this is what we talked about before the game. Steelers did no hitting in training camp so far. No hitting. You know they're going to be sloppy if they have not been hitting in practice. You're going to go out and do the first hitting of the year in your first preseason game. Big Mike McCarthy, he runs a tight ship.
Yeah. Off to a good start here, as we will get a personal foul. Tyrod Taylor, 3rd-and-2 scramble, and there it is. I believe that will be the 6th penalty on the Pittsburgh Steelers. 11:41 to go in this one. Right now, live number has the Packers minus 3.5, total remaining at 30.5. Preseason football back in our lives, and it's time to book your trip here to Vegas. Winner's Circle Proxy, folks, is VSIN's preferred proxy service. After your required in-person registration, they handle your weekly submissions so you can make your picks from anywhere. One trip to Vegas, play all season long. Schedule your appointment now. WinnerCircleProxy.com. Once again, WinnerCircleProxy.com. Got 3 preseason games going on right now, and they all are 3-0. Early second quarter, Packers up 3-0 on the Steelers. Early second quarter, Bengals up 3-0 on the Lions. Not looking like, as of right now, that 7-point first half spread is going to get home for the Bengals, and the Patriots have a 3-0 lead over the Indianapolis Colts. Still to come, Raiders Cardinals coming up top of the hour, as well as Chargers Texans.
Yeah, definitely stick around here. Chuck Edels is as good as it gets on the NFL preseason. Chuck's going to have plenty of takes on tonight's game and look ahead to Friday and Saturday. And I've seen Chuck's playlist. He's got a bunch going on here this weekend. Steelers have another penalty?
Personal foul again.
I might.
That's 7 penalties on the Pittsburgh Steelers so far tonight. I believe 3 personal fouls, a holding that took a touchdown off the board as well. Off to a good start there, Big Mike. Oh, we got another flag. We'll see if this is on the Steelers as well. 3-0.
I do like the play call there. The Packers going for it.
Were they offsides?
Midfield.
It might have been offsides. It might have been a free shot play. Ah, good to have it back, baby. Chuck Edel, he's going to join us. He's got plenty of plays for the preseason, including the three remaining games tonight.